Astronomers are monitoring the comet Ison as it journeys beyond the sun. It was visible last week and may be again next week. Ison is made up of chunks of ice and rock from a distant field of debris beyond Pluto, and it's more than 4 billion years old. Kelly Beatty is senior contributing editor for Sky and Telescope magazine, and he's Here and Now's resident sky watcher. Kelly, welcome back.
Hey, Jeremy.
Well, give me the absolute best case scenario for viewing this comet. When would we be able to see it, for how long, and how big in the sky would it be?
The best case scenario is that it survives its close brush with the sun on Thanksgiving Day, reemerges in the morning sky before dawn the first week of December, like December 2nd, 3rd, 4th. You want to look for it low in the east, anywhere from a half an hour to an hour before sunrise, which is like 6, 6:30. And you want to look for a little stubby, fuzzy ball. It's not going to be spectacular. I am not holding out hope for that. But it could be something worth getting up to see.
It's not going to be as big, for example, as Hale-Bopp. I remember that comet many years ago.
Right. And, you know, when this comet was discovered more than a year ago, there was some expectation that it could develop into something really nice, maybe even spectacular, because it was seen so far away, out beyond the orbit of Jupiter. And that gave hope. But as time has gone on, you know, comets, I'm told, are a little like cats. They have tails and they do whatever they want. And this is one of those cases where the comet has really been up again, down again, up again, and we're just not quite sure what's going to happen.
And the latest threat to it is that it is going so close to the sun, right?
Right. Three things can happen. The comet could break apart before Thanksgiving Day, in which case it's gone. It could die of sunburn. You know, this 5,000-degree pass that it's going to make, it's within one of the sun's diameter of it, of that fiery surface. And so it could just vaporize away. Or it could survive and become visible in the morning sky. If that happens, then we'll see it. Otherwise, we won't.
But we wouldn't see some spectacular sky show if it dies of sunburn, as you say, when it goes next to the sun?
No, because, you know, this is an object that's really only about 2 miles across, roughly the size of a small mountain. And in those kinds of circumstances, it doesn't stand much chance if it starts to break apart.
How are you and other sky watchers keeping an eye on what's going on with the comet as it's so close to the sun you can't see it with the naked eye right now?
Right, exactly. I last saw it middle of last week. There are spacecraft now that we haven't had in the past to study this comet, even as it makes this close pass. So I've been monitoring the comet daily. And we'll be able to see it exactly as it goes through perihelion, that is, its close point to the sun, and see what remains afterward.
When is the next comet coming?
Wow, I wish I knew that. I'd be really popular in scientific circles. You know, there is another comet that's pretty bright and well away from the sun and not in any danger, and that's called Comet Lovejoy. Right now it's in the nighttime sky, not far from the Big Dipper. So if you look up Comet Lovejoy on the Sky and Telescope website, you'll be able to find a chart to find that one.
And nothing to do, I assume, with Reverend Lovejoy from The Simpsons.
No.
Kelly Beatty, senior contributing editor of Sky and Telescope magazine. Thanks as always.
Oh, my pleasure, Jeremy.
And we've got some photos of Comet Ison at hereandnow.org.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.